Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We hadn't even heard of your product. Our son called us and said, you two need to be using this. And, oh, I love it. It really seems to be helping. My energy levels are not always great, but for the last couple of months, it seems to be improving. But it was really strange because our son doesn't recommend a lot of products to us. He's not like that with us. He says, you're my parents. I'm not yours. I'm not telling you what to do. But with this one, he said, no, I think you really need to do this. And our son was right. We need to be doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I welcome Melissa Smith from Indiana. How are you?
I am good. And I have got to say something right
here. Sure.
Because I've been concerned about the Electoral College for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so sure that the end game right here is for this election.
Uh-huh.
It might be, but we know there have been those who have agitated for the end of the Electoral College for a while.
Yeah.
And if this gets messy and the Electoral College goes in some way,
mm-hmm.
the American public is so ill-educated about how the process works.
I know.
That they will not take the popular vote and the Electoral College vote are independent of each other.
Right.
That will cause, oh, people will go crazy.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it will advance the argument about the Electoral College being abolished.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I actually am going to agree with you on that. And I also, seriously, I also have to give you props on last week's show because you were nailing down the names and the events and the things that took place in the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden corruption. And that's hitting the fan today. Tucker Carlson's video removed. And I have to give credit to him, too, for putting up that interview with Tony, the Tony tell-all. And let me just say, you got it right, Melissa. And those names you mentioned and the fact that so much more was going to come out. And you were exactly right. So props to you.
Devin Archer
yep.
is big. And I outlined last week the dilemma that Devin Archer finds himself in.
Yeah.
He's in a big pile of something really stinky right now.
Really stinky. Implausible deniability. Chris Ann was going to comment on that. She'll comment on it next week, but we ran out of time. But wow. So much corruption. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg for sure. And you know, when I think of corruption, I also think of Canada. Sorry, Canadians that are listening. We have a big Canadian audience. But there are things I do fear. It has nothing to do with COVID. I fear our government more than anything. Our government is horrific right now. But I will say this, Canada, wow, you really take the cake. And so we should talk about what Canada's doing. I know you want to talk about this because this is a big deal. We need to know what Canada's doing because we're so tied in with Canada.
This is a potential big deal.
Yeah.
It is shaping up in an ugly way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Public Health Agency of Canada on September 16th, so just what, a month ago,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more than a month ago, put out a document. They're mm-hmm. not asking for bids yet. This is a request for information.
Okay.
And what they want to do, let me actually pull.
And hat tip to Deb on this, who sent this too. I just wanted to say, but go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want, this is a request for information regarding service providers for a federal quarantine/isolation sites for the government of Canada.
Okay.
So apparently Canada has been running some quarantine sites, usually connected with airports or major ports of entry across the country. They have been doing this for quarantine purposes as people come into the country or wherever they're moving around. What they want now is they're investigating whether they can turn that over to a third-party operator.
Okay.
The sticky problem with it is this is cloaked as, oh, we need this for COVID purposes, but they're unwilling to actually clarify that it will only be for public health purposes.
Ah.
And so public health purposes, is this going to be a detention facility? They have part of the request here mm-hmm. has to do with, do you think if you were going to request a bid on this, could you handle security? And public health and COVID, that's a really interesting place to go.
Right.
My concern about it is, so I don't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Am I now going to be scooped up by the police and put in a 14-day or a detention center of undetermined length,
right,
my stay, until I change my mind?
Jeez.
They're not, and there was a member of the parliament who stood up and said, can we have clarity on this? They didn't answer his questions, and they made him sit down and moved on. So said, we're not discussing this.
Wait a minute. They wouldn't answer which question?
He asked a question about what exactly are we building these for? Are mm-hmm. you know, what exactly? And they would not answer his question. Now, the actual document says that they need a place for travelers arriving in Canada to have a suitable place to isolate or quarantine.
Yeah, that sounds like they're doing something. Jeez.
Well, it's 1 to 2 years of duration is what they're asking for.
Oh,
could you run
gosh.
This a facility like this for 1 to 2 years?
Wow.
What if you're an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah.
What if you say, I don't want the vaccine?
Right. Oh, good.
You know,
great.
how do you end up in this place?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get out of the place? And it's very open-ended. It's very nebulous right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But I think that should ring some big alarm bells in somebody's head.
There was a health order in Ohio, and Governor DeWine was commenting on this and saying, oh, it's just a rumor. It's just a rumor. But the order was for non-congregate sheltering be utilized throughout the state for those who are unable to safely quarantine in their place of residence or to isolate those diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. And then also examples of types of persons in this order who would be sheltered would be testing positive for COVID, who do not require hospitalization, but they would determine whether you needed isolation, and only exposed to COVID, not necessarily so symptomatic that you would need to be there. So then people started saying, are you building FEMA camps? Because March 20th, the state of Ohio and FEMA entered into this FEMA state agreement applicable to the entire state of Ohio, authorizing applicants to apply for emergency protective measures, including the sheltering. So everybody has a reason to understand that they are doing this. So he came out and said, no, we're not. Well, What do you mean? No, we're not. The health order went out for this. And that's what got people really, really worried. They were using university campus areas to do this. So the Canada thing is right in line with what we're actually even calling for here, except that they don't want to admit it here. Are they admitting it in Canada? I mean, it sounds like they don't want to answer. Yeah.
Well, that's why this is not the this is not a request for bids. They're mm-hmm. not actually building anything. They're requesting information. If you are a provider of such services, as
right.
they stipulate, you have to be able to, there's a whole list of things you have to be able to do, provide medical care, and you have to be able to feed people and provide all their shelter and housing and maid service and, you know, cleaning and personal protective. If you are a person that has that kind of background,
mm-hmm.
they are requesting that you write a response. Is this something, are we asking something that you could do, that anybody could do? What? They're
right.
asking for information, how to make that such a system work.
What worries me is that this health order in Ohio, and I'll have to look and see how many other states have this as well, but the building of these temporary camps, right? Shelters, let's call them shelters instead of a camp. August, this was signed August 31st for 90 days, which puts it at November 31st, correct? So if they were going to do a lockdown in November, then they could extend this. And I think that's what they wanted to. People with a weakened immune system, chronic medical conditions, including the elderly, and anyone that could be a significant risk in a large number of people in the population. And so that's what this was for. But they have it extend, they have it out until November 31st. That worries me. It worries me just because of the lockdown talk right now.
Well, you remember back in March, we were only going to be in lockdown for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The government never.
Never.
they never tell the truth.
Nope.
Even I'm not sure they knew the truth at the time.
Yeah.
But once they got a taste of compliance from the population, you know, mm-hmm. we're still living under some measures of those things.
Right.
And this particular phrase kind of bothered me in the document.
Okay.
I have a copy of the document.
Okay.
This is what they say. The documentation contained in this request for information remains a work in progress, and respondents should not assume that new clauses or requirements will not be added to any bid solicitation that may ultimately be published.
Uh-oh.
So that means we may change this.
Mm-hmm.
We may tell you it's to anything that's here in this document.
Right.
Like I said, this is a request for information. This is low level. We can change the plan at any time. And how does that sit with you?
Right.
It doesn't sit well with me.
So, well, what's strange about this, too, and one thing I want to bring up, because this is theorizing, but I still want to bring it up, is in the Ohio order to build these on university parking lots and things was that you'd be under a mutual aid document, mutually agreeing, right? Important tool for the sharing of resources among one or more jurisdictions. So it isn't really about you agreeing to this, what you would think when you walked away from this thinking, oh, we're going to mutually agree that I'm going to go into one of these shelters. No, this is actually just about them sharing resources amongst their jurisdictions for public health. So it really doesn't really have much to do with you agreeing or not. And I think that that's an important aspect to walk away from this. DeWine was cracking me up because he was out there going, what? No, don't look here. What? But it's a document that obviously they put out, the government put out, but he didn't want to claim responsibility of it. More on this and more from Melissa on this when we come back in Canada as well. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Super not trying to be jump off a cliff radio today. Like, really? I'm really trying. And I know it's hard because we have to still talk about all of this because you got to know how to stop it. Not because I want to dwell in the horrid. But it is an election year, a COVID year. I don't know what else we could pile on this year. I was kind of hoping for an asteroid to wipe it all out. Coming of Christ would be nice, but I am just in. I know you're feeling the way you're fatigued. I get it. But one thing you do have control over is your health. Get over to Balance of Nature. You knew I was going to say that, huh? Get over to Balance of Nature. Take the supplement. You need to because of the food supply anyway. It's getting worse and worse and worse, our food supply. There are so many ingredients that you cannot name on the back of all the stuff you eat. And I know because I have a thing for zingers and I hate it because it's like eating a whole bushel of chemicals, right? I hate it. But I'm outing myself because I know you have your thing too. And we just don't have a handle on our health. You can at least make up some of that difference by taking a supplement. And I would recommend Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate. Get 35% off right up front with free shipping. There's no reason not to try it. Try it. You'll love how you feel. It'll make a big impact and difference in your life, I promise. Balanceofnature.com. You need to get this food supplement. Melissa, back here with you. And so we were just talking about this these documents and how even Ohio was trying to go, oh, nothing to see here, folks. We're fine. But they were actually utilizing these camps, utilizing these shelters or wanting to put these, I should say, wanting to put these shelters up so that they could house people who test positive for COVID but don't require to be in the hospital. That would be a lot of people, don't you think? Because it would mean that you could test positive, which is total BS, but you could test positive with no symptoms and they could put you in this. And that's scary. It's scary.
Well, the Canadian plan here is much more vague. Mm. There is no outline as to who is going to go to these places.
Oh, geez.
And they imply. Mm-hmm. It says that these isolation sites will be used to house and care for people for public health and other related federal requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Other federal requirements. Now, listen to that phrase carefully. Associated with the COVID-19 pandemic response. So, other federal requirements. So, if I'm objecting to wearing a mask,
yeah,
can they put me in this place?
Well, yes, because in Ohio, their health department said they could if you were asymptomatic, high risk, which means that you needed to be social distanced because you weren't doing it, and as a precautionary measure. So an asymptomatic person means somebody that doesn't have any symptoms, but they deem you a high risk because you won't wear the mask, because you won't get the vaccine. I mean, what else would deem you an asymptomatic high risk?
Well, then this is the point at which we have to talk about people's civil rights.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The abolishing of people's civil rights.
You know, seriously, we're going. So if I was looking at this return for information document, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, that's in my skill set. I think I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Don't you think anybody who's interested in doing such a thing would want to know? Because there's a difference between saying, here's a homeless guy. Mm-hmm. He's sick. He mm-hmm. needs a place. Let's put him. Well, let's provide a shelter where sick people or whoever can go there mm-hmm. of their own free will,
right,
and get assistance
and
for
yes.
being sick.
So
there's a difference in how to detain those people
right.
and care for them compared to the person who said, I'm never going to take your vaccine. I'm not going to uh-huh. wear the mask. And now you're holding people in detention.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a different problem.
They become the janitors. They give you a nice little job because you're so healthy. We have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
This is more important.
Caller, you're live.
People might
sorry,
think.
Go right ahead.
Several years ago, you may remember during the Obama administration, uh-huh. some soldier, I believe he was a soldier, got in the wrong lane on a freeway or whatever, entrance ramp, in one of these southern states to go into Mexico,
uh-huh.
and he didn't intend to be there. But the point is, he crossed over into Mexico, and it became a political deal, like the Bundys,
mm-hmm.
and they detained him for a long time.
Mm.
I want to say a year or something.
Yeah. Well, hello, Patriot
Act. Things, but I could see people flying, into Canada for vacation or
right.
maybe on the way to
right.
Alaska. You're in the Canadian airspace,
sure.
and they start flexing their muscles on you. Because you won't wear the mask or
yeah.
because you won't take a COVID test, this kind of stuff. It's important.
Right.
They can do this stuff to you. Now you're in a different country and people feel sometimes realize the American government isn't necessarily going to bail you out.
So true. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And by the way, Melissa has firsthand knowledge on this, too. Her father was tested how many times before they got the positive
gosh.
They were wanting?
Because several times. I think three
yeah.
times
yeah.
he tested negative.
Right.
And my dad is 96. He's clearly a high-risk kind of guy.
Yeah.
So he was tested three times, and then the fourth time he was tested, he came back positive.
Right.
And literally the gates of a very hot and fiery place broke open.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued to say that the point here was that the facility that he was in wanted more. They wanted to keep him for a 14-day quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, no, I'm going to go home. And it was ultimately the insurance company that came back and said, we're not going to pay for 14 more days. He did mm-hmm. one more COVID test that came back negative, and they said, oh, well, okay, you can go back home. Neither one of my parents have been sick.
Oh, you know what else worries?
It will be different mm-hmm. if it's the government.
Yeah, I know.
Keep that in mind. If the government is the one that determines where you stay for your 14 days,
yeah.
In this case, it was an insurance company who didn't want to pay.
Right.
You will not have that luxury. The government will pay for you to be detained forever and ever.
Well, let me say this, too. Here's a new twist for you. So FEMA, we all know, right, is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Is the acronym. And that is, they can do shelters, and they can say people are safely self-quarantined, but we'll quarantine you if you can't do it. Okay. They'll make that decision. But this is what I noticed with Ohio. They started pretty much putting this task on what they call EMA, just the Emergency Management Agency, instead of Federal Emergency Management Agency. So it doesn't sound like FEMA's doing it. It sounds like your state's doing it. Then your state hands the football, the political football, over to the governor and over to the, the state, which he has absolutely no authority to do, hands over the enforcement mechanism to public health. And then public health can say, well, it's for EMA. We have the necessary approvals for EMA. And this is why we need good governors, is because a good governor will say no to that. They'll say, no, you can't make me turn to my public health department and make them the new law enforcement arm on this and deprive people of their due process. But that's what they're doing. They're switching it to EMA instead of FEMA. So it's at the state level.
Well, let me go back to a completely unrelated story that I think suddenly has a new tentacle.
Okay.
We talked about land trusts mm-hmm. and the language in the land trust
yes.
deeds. That to you were deeding your land over to the United
Forever
States
and
government
ever.
Or its successors.
Yes, and in perpetuity, which
means in perpetuity forever.
That's illegal.
So you get a governor to sign on to something in their state.
Right.
And then, oh, now we're having a budget shortfall, and the government very benignly comes in and says, we'll run it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now government says whatever.
Right.
Where do you go with that?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the universities in Ohio were saying they were going to use vacant buildings and grounds for use of the order. State-funded college and universities. See how that all works together? I just wanted to make note of that because I forgot to say that. And it's
very frustrated.
Yeah.
Say that this is only a facility to house people who are actively sick.
Mm-hmm.
There's no provision in this. You know, if you go to a hospital and you have an infectious disease, they have negative air and all these, you know, all kinds of crazy, you know, systems to help prevent the spread of the illness among everybody there in the hospital.
Right.
And they have personal protective equipment for staffing, whatever, beyond masks even.
Right.
They're suggesting in this Canadian document, maybe an old hotel could be rehabbed. Now, is an old hotel going to have the air mm-hmm. flow systems that will mm-hmm. prevent the spread of this?
Right.
It's like being on a cruise ship, right?
Yeah.
You're all breathing the same air. If you isolate people who are sick together and throw in a bunch of other asymptomatic people who don't have any symptoms, they're going to have symptoms before they leave.
Right.
It's the New York nursing home plan.
Yeah.
Let's put all these sick people, all these high risk people, let's concentrate them in one place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the high risk people aren't exactly what they say either. So you have this problem of identifying somebody as high risk, even though they're not, or symptomatic, even though they're asymptomatic, or a test positive, a false positive, because there's 60% of those. And so everything's in the mix. And by the way, on the funding, the document in Ohio in particular, I just kind of wanted to let you know how this works, is that they were able to draw down federal funding to reimburse the local EMA and health department when a non-congregate shelter is needed. And those shelters, so look at the CARES money and look how everyone wants to get their grubby little hands on CARES money. Okay. So when they're reimbursed with FEMA money, that's our money, taxes, then there's another carrot hanging for them to do this as well. So they get that benefit. And I just want to make sure people realize the benefits involved, because they can take FEMA money without declaring really it's FEMA doing it.
Haven't our governors already decided that this is a state of emergency?
Yeah. And spineless legislatures like my own in my state won't do anything about it, even though they say they're conservative. They're horrific. They're the most horrific legislator I've ever seen in my life. So we have this going on in states across the nation right now. They won't stand up to their governor to call down the state of emergency after 10 months.
Because once they get a taste of it.
Right.
They don't want to give it back. If your local government or your state government or whoever mm-hmm. has facilities that are available for them to detain people for right. public health reasons,
right.
they now have a lever that mm-hmm. can move anybody.
Yeah.
All they have to do is threaten you with the prospect that you are a public health risk.
Well,
and they can do whatever they want to you. Call it the Ministry of Love.
Yep, it's so true. And they're going to love you to death. And look at it this way. If a single parent has a kid in school and you get notified that the kid has been, exposed to a cold virus, wow. Then the kid comes home to a one-bedroom apartment because you're a single parent. Does the state come in and decide that that they can take that kid out and put them in one of these shelters because they think that it could spread in a one bedroom? See, there's so many problems with this, and the state of Ohio wouldn't even address it. Canada's not addressing it. Canada won't even go into any detail about it. That's really scary. That's really scary.
Well, but it's not surprising.
No, no.
Because this is how government acts.
Yep.
This is how they do it.
Yeah.
Let me share this other perspective that I have. I used to work at a VA hospital,
uh-huh.
and VA hospitals, the old soldiers' homes were started in after the Civil War, and the intent was noble and it was good. I'm not
uh-huh.
disputing that Civil War soldiers had need of care, but they didn't see that as a forever institution in the government. They said, we have this group of people, they need to be cared for,
mm-hmm.
and we will take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Confederate soldiers' homes, how many of those are left? You know, when the need was gone, it was gone. But the veterans' hospitals for the United States, they're still with us, because once the government creates an institution and the bureaucracy that goes with it, they never give it up.
Nope. They only increase their power, and it's disgusting. And I can't believe people actually trust the government. They wear a mask. They trust the government to tell them to wear one, even though I know they've got to know somewhere deep inside. It's ridiculous. But there you go. 1919, we were having the same argument. People were against the mask, and they were saying masks are making us sick. In 1919, 100 years ago, with the influenza, masks are making us more sick. And people were agreeing in the newspapers. See, it just reliving history, and history never goes away. So everything they create, you're right, Melissa. And by the way, kudos on our story last week. Really appreciate you nailing that as well. And thanks, Melissa. Appreciate your effort.
Kate.
That was awesome. Be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I know I still do have hope. I do. I promise. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thanks, you guys.